going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com. WWL Draft Fest here at the Hooters in Metairie. We just had the first pick of the board coming in for the Cleveland Browns. We'll review that. But folks, who is ready to party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is Lanyap. That is Lanyap, L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E. Now just go to WWL.com/contest. Register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance. All you got to do is listen 9, noon, 3, and 6 for Jazz Fest. Code word of the day. You can see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Trombone, Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing, folks, from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Well, if we knew round two was going to be a lot faster, guys, and the picks are starting to come in definitely at a more rapid speed than it was in round one. And we got the Houston Texans now taking Jaden Higgins.
Man, I wanted the Saints to get him, Mike.
A big wide receiver.
Yes.
Yeah, Jaden's wanted a few big wide receivers in this draft class. He started at Eastern Kentucky, transferred to Iowa State, and they'll have another one picked pretty soon in Noel, who's a smaller guy. But Higgins is the big, lengthy guy, really good in the red zone, excellent route runner, and he's deceptively fast because he's got these really long legs that can just sort of outrace you. And man, he really came on last year for Iowa State. And people say, "Well, how Iowa State wins all those games?" Is Higgins and Noel on the outside?
Yeah, they had two receivers from Iowa State of all places. But Mike, he reminded me like one of them with the Saints because of McMillan. How he's a big receiver. You know, the Saints, we have receivers, but who's big? And that's why I was saying maybe we're 40 to get him, but looks the Texans just took him.
And last year they got decimated by injuries, right, Deuce?
Yeah, you did, and you got a trade here.
And the Tennessee Titans have traded the pick to Seattle.
So does Seattle make the move for a quarterback?
Wouldn't surprise me.
They spent a lot of money on Sam Sam Darnold, but what's behind Sam?
But I don't know if I go for a quarterback here today.
I don't know.
I mean, Seattle's one of those teams where, hey, maybe in the third round, but to move up.
They have somebody targeted.
They have somebody that they're definitely targeting. You know who the quarterback is for Iowa State? And I'm probably saying his name wrong, but it's Beckett. His dad played tight end in the NFL years for, I think he was a first rounder for the for the Jets and played down at Tampa. He's one of the coaches for, if it's not the USFL teams, UFL, and his son is the quarterback, and he'll probably be a prospect next year that comes out.
Man, he can sling it.
He can sling it. He's probably not the biggest, may not have the strongest arm-wise, but you just saw one of his receivers that went number two, and another one will probably go in the second
and
round
as Mike,
well.
And, Mike, the first pick taken with the Cleveland Browns, they took the linebacker from UCLA. Talk about his story. And I mean, you're talking about definition of a football player, just write his name and just put football player. He's a tackling machine.
Yeah, Carson Schlesinger was actually a walk-on at UCLA. He came out of high school. He was 188 pounds. He played safety. put on some weight, became a linebacker. And, boy, if you watched him against LSU this year, everywhere the ball was, he was. And he can cover. He runs the field well, plays against the run strong.
If he's healthy, you'd be almost shocked if he didn't have 100-plus tackles. And I'm talking about the NFL level.
Think about Cleveland now. Mason Graham in round one, defensive tackle, and then Schlesinger in round two. So they get a defensive tackle, linebacker. Where they ranked stopping the run last year? It was either 29 or 30th, wasn't it?
Well, they're addressing that for sure.
Yeah. And they got a pick coming up after Seattle.
Well, which you'll be interested to see going forward if the Saints and Carolina address stopping the run. Because we know we were like last. We were one before last. I think the Panthers were last stopping the run.
Saints were 31st, giving up 4.9 yards a carry 4 years after being number one.
Yes. But it went from the penthouse to the outhouse, huh? Mm-hmm. And then so Cleveland, they're in the same boat. You know, if you're in the bottom five in the league, again, in any stat,
then
so Cleveland addressed that by going that route with the D tackle and now the linebacker. Yeah.
The Seahawks traded pick number 52 and 82. Titans traded pick number 35.
The Titans need so many positions, and that's why they could do this, in essence, picking up extra picks, because they feel as though that's not a lot of difference between what you're picking here and what you're picking a little bit farther down the road.
Well, is it for the Seahawks, is it a receiver?
I think it's a quarterback.
You think it's a quarterback?
I saw one of the mocks I saw had Seattle trading with the Saints to get up to that 9. Saints go to 18 in the first round because they wanted a quarterback. So it wouldn't stun me.
I was going to bring up wide receiver guys too, because the fact that one of the best available players they're saying still out there is Luther Burden.
Yep.
We watch Luther Burden enough. Man, that guy can play.
Yeah, but I mean, look at what Seattle lost. You lost DK Metcalf,
Tyler traded Lockett. Away,
and you lost Lockett. You know, you still have one of your, I guess, a first rounder from a couple years ago. And here it is on the screen. What pick Seattle gets? Pick number 35. Titans get second round pick number 52 and a third round pick.
So we just waiting on Seattle to make that pick officially announced, because they've already turned that card in, and no quarterbacks yet. And so we'll see if that changes here with Seattle. But wide receiver.
And Seattle, the interest in the second round, also the cornerback from East Carolina, Sharon Revell Jr.
Yeah.
He was more like a middle second, but maybe they thought someone might take him, and they really wanted him.
The pick is in for the Seattle Seahawks, coming to the podium now. With the 35th overall selection, they moved up to make this pick. The clock is ticking down here. Reminder for everyone, too, the Saints, there's...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Second round selection today, Ryan Ramczyk will be announcing
the
pick.
And their second round is 7 minutes, so we pick up. They're a little faster, right? Seven minutes around as opposed to 10.
And none of us were correct on this pick.
Nope, not at all.
As the clock runs down.
Offensive lineman.
Negative.
Nope.
I'm going to keep guessing positions.
Keep guessing.
So not quarterback, not wide receiver, not offensive line.
Nope.
Keep going.
Defensive back.
Nope.
Nope.
Linebacker.
Nope.
Nope.
Edge.
Nope.
Tight end.
Nope.
Who's left?
Yeah, I don't.
Quinshon Judkins.
Wow. Oh, running back.
Ohio State.
Ole Miss boy, huh, Deuce? He left Ole Miss, left Ohio State.
Yeah, and if he stays in Oxford, he breaks a few more of
your record.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, go.
I wanted him to stay. You know, it took a while to break him, but he is a tremendous, tremendous player. And what's interesting is Seattle has Walker. Wrong.
No, Emin Wari.
Whoa. Somebody got some bad information here.
And Mike, he could have been.
So when I said safety, defensive backfield, I was right a little bit.
But Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm a pick ahead.
Yeah, Deuce is one pick ahead.
I'm a pick ahead.
Mike, Emin Wari, I mean, he was a first-round talent.
Yes.
A first-round talent. I think it's a fit pick. And you think about their head coach, defensive-oriented, with Mike McDonald.
Where did he come from?
And where did he come from?
Baltimore. I mean, and so he's got his he's got his Kyle Hamilton.
Well, Mike, didn't you, have
his him,
didn't you have him ranked higher than the, Malachi went to the Ravens?
One pick off.
Yeah, yeah. One so, pick, yeah. So, no, he'll –
So, what you're saying is we know Cleveland's pick already.
We know Cleveland's
pick. Cleveland's
pick. Oh, and Cleveland did not
– We'll let you guess the position.
I will. I'm going to be called Vegas real quick.
Are you going to call Vegas right quick?
Yes.
And Cleveland did not go the quarterback.
Right.
Oh.
Nope. Didn't go the quarterback, but I think when you look at it, Nick Chubb, you don't know what you're going to get anymore from him.
Right.
Just with the injuries that he's been able to come off of. They still have a really good line, but Cleveland must feel really good about the other quarterbacks. And I know that they're probably still trying to get and I got to get some clarity on that situation. Can they file and get salary cap relief if Deshaun cannot play because the injury happened?
That's above my pay grade, Deuce. I don't know that one.
Off the field?
That,
or do you have to put him on the non-injury reserve. Or I mean, because there's something they can file. And what was interesting, though, they had insurance. They had to insure that policy.
Right, right, all the guarantee.
Yeah, and so they may be able to get some salary cap relief is what the word was when he originally re-injured that, I think it was Achilles.
Yeah.
Boy, it just shows you the NFL is so humbling. Shador's like, what?
Yeah.
And then you keep sliding and sliding. I know Dion's ticked off. And
you know what, though, Bob? Sometimes God puts you in the right place.
Right, right, yeah.
Put you in the right place.
Yeah, you have, how are you going to handle diversity going forward? Yeah, yeah.
We even had President Trump sounding off about Shador not getting drafted.
What?
That's
he
true.
He was all mad. He couldn't believe that nobody would took Shador in the first round and that he should be going first pick day two.
Well, I mean, come on. Trump's right some of the time. I mean, not all the time. It's not gospel. I mean,
thought it was funny we got the president sounding off on the NFL draft.
Well, he was a professional football owner when the USFL, the New Jersey Generals, he brought in Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie, so he probably thinks he knows a little bit about football.
That was my first football jersey, actually. Herschel Walker, the New Generals? Jersey Generals, yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, you a Jersey boy, you know, and the Devils aren't doing too good in the NHL.
The Queens are killing us.
But, Deuce, the thing with Judkins is the fact that I think you're right. Had he stayed at Ole Miss, he'd be on top of that lead list for rushing stuff
No doubt, and he is a physical runner. He's not a big guy.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's not a big guy, but he brings a nice thump to his running ability and his style. And so I think it's what like Pike High School in Alabama is where he was. And how about this, Bobby? Neither Alabama nor Auburn offered him.
What?
Neither Alabama or Auburn.
That shows you'd always get it right.
No. And how about this now? We're talking about a young man. I think it was what? Was it Herschel or – I think it was Herschel Walker record that he was flirting with as far as rushing yards for a freshman.
Well Herschel – okay, because Herschel at University of Georgia.
Yeah, but
right, as a freshman.
I'm talking about we're talking about like over 1,500
yeah,
rushing yards
as right, a freshman. Yeah, all right. I got you.
As a freshman. So it's not – I didn't even do that, you know.
But wait, did Ohio State pay them more money than Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I
don't want to get into the financials.
Well, the thing is, but he got a national championship ring.
They did not.
They did not pay him more?
More. Ohio State did not.
So he was going maybe to win a championship?
No. So sometimes you kind of misjudge the market.
I gotcha.
And Nico, you know, maybe I got a pretty good situation here.
Right.
But, hey, I want a little bit more. And if I don't get it, I'm gone. And you put out some fillers to a few schools, and those other schools are like, I'm not close to competing. Why am I going to pay a running back
right.
this money? But, like you said, at the end of the day, you got a national championship.
Yeah, with Ohio State, yeah. If you're not going to get paid, that's the team to go to.
I remember when he was, less than 190 pounds when Ole Miss signed him?
Yes.
I don't think I think the second number was an 8, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's thick. He is put together, though.
Yeah.
He is put together, and he is a physical runner.
Safety Nick Emmemwori going to the Seattle Seahawks, the 35th selection. Then it was Quinshon Judkins, running back out of Ohio State, going to the Cleveland Browns. We are taking a break here at our Draft Fest coverage at the Hooters in Metairie. Make sure you stop by and say hey. We'll be back with even more with Team WWL right after this.